Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Mate, it's Matty Goward and Michael Gadinski. He has got a new record label, Reclusive. They have just launched one of the first singles from it. They have signed Yorta Yorta singer-songwriter Scotty Darlow, and I'm very much looking forward to catching up with him because this is a brilliant new single, You Can't See Black in the Dark. It features the incredible voice of Ian Kenny as well from Birds of Tokyo, aka Carnival, and I'm catching up with him right now. Scott, thanks for taking the time out here and having a chat to us on Oz Mate, mate.
Oh, mate. Thanks so much for having me on.
That's cool, mate. What's it like at the moment having new music out, particularly not only with what's going on with COVID, but some of the subject matter that this one addresses as well?
Yeah, look, it's an apt time, I think, for this song. Mm. And I mean, a lot of different angles there. COVID and everybody's sort of bunkering down at home. And I think people are spending a bit more time online, and they're probably spending a bit more time listening to the radio as well because there's not a lot else to do. And so it's actually probably a pretty good time to have new music out, I think. Certainly with this song as well, with the Black Lives Matter movement that's going on.
Yeah. Did you plan it around that at all, or it's purely coincidental?
No.
Or you picked this time?
No,
right?
Mate,
yeah.
It's 100% coincidental. So what happened, I actually wrote this song nearly 2 years ago. I heard this great comment the other day by an amazing artist in the UK who was asked, what's the process of writing songs? He goes, well, the song gods give us the songs and we have to find them.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we have to go searching for them. And it's a bit like that, I think. And so this song just kind of came out of nowhere in the middle of a hotel room in Hong Kong. And for 2 years, it's been there. And then I just was finally finishing it. And Ian was putting his parts on it. And we were looking at releasing it later in the year, sort of around September, October. But then sort of the Black Lives Matter movement really sort of gained some momentum here as well as overseas. And a conversation with Ian's manager, John Watson, and John said, look, get it out now. When the great man says that, you jump.
It's something that's always been pretty close to your heart. Is it
yep.
something that we're going to continue to push through throughout 2020 as this is all going on, or have you got other things that you want to get into?
For me, music has always been just an extension of my heart. If you look at my back catalogue, you know, I've had a few songs that have had some good airplay around the country the last few years, which has been really fortunate for me. But, you know, songs like Sorry, which is about Stolen Generation, got a lot of airplay. I covered Solid Rock, which I had Shane Howard, who wrote the song, sing on it with me, which is obviously a political song. And even the song that I had played a lot around the country last year towards the end of the year, a song called Forgotten Australia, which is all about immigration, I guess. So I don't know that I deliberately go, I have to write these sort of political statement songs. It's just that's what I'm passionate about, you know. But, you know, that said, man, there's a song I'm finishing over the weekend, which is a breakup song.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a bit of everything there, bro.
You just don't know where the inspiration comes from anyway, do you? Like you said, the gods give us the songs and we just find them. Doesn't mean that you're going to find them in any particular order, or you're going to be inspired by specific things at a time. Could be walking out your front door and a little bird chirps and that's a song for you, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And look, if Geelong start winning a few games of footy, that might inspire me. Like, you tour with all these famous musicians and all these rock stars, and it never fazes me ever. Like, you know, I went on tour with Jimmy Barnes last year.
Yeah. Yep.
No, done a heap of shows with Diesel, all these legends. And, no worries, we're all just boys. The minute buddy John Selwood walks in the room, I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
You turn into the younger version of yourself, hey?
Oh, I turn into a 12-year-old schoolboy, yeah.
You just mentioned that you toured last year with Jimmy Barnes. Did you have much more planned with this year doing some tours and that's kind of been postponed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I've had a heap of shows cancelled. And, I mean, one of the things I do as well is I sing and speak in probably 100 schools a year all over Australia. So during the day, I'll go and sing, but then I talk about Aboriginal culture, Australian history. Unfortunately, all of those gigs have not gone ahead, but I've actually been working on a video series for schools. So a lot of schools have been engaging the video series that I've been producing, which is really, really exciting as well.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing as well, diversifying and looking into outlets like social media, like bedroom sessions. We saw Jimmy Kimmel with Tones and I the other night. She debuted Bad Child from a bedroom.
It's been interesting, hasn't it? Like, there's been some really good ones, but there's been some, geez, there's been a lot of bad ones.
Hasn't
too,
there? So. Are you going to take Ian with you when you go playing, or have you got a little fit for his feature on it?
I'd love to. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? But you know what? He's in two of the greatest bands ever, Carnival and Birds of Tokyo.
Oh, I love Carnival.
I think Darlow will be a distant third to Birds and Carnival. Come out. Who knows? Maybe we'll play it together at the Arias. Who knows?
Yes. I'll make sure I'm there. I'll
wishful,
be front row.
Wishful thinking. Well, mate, you know, when I say play at the Arias, it'll be me out the front. For the I'll be busking out the front. Just going, Kenny, come outside. I'm yet to go, but you know, I'll take your word for it.
Well, mate, maybe we'll get you there. I look forward to seeing your new one. You Can't See Black in the Dark. We're loving it, mate. It's great, great.
Thanks,
new
mate.
Single.
Have you had a look at the video?
Yes, I have, actually. Yes. Fantastic. I'm going to chuck it up on the website too. People can go and check it out for themselves.
I'm stoked on the video, yeah.
Yeah, awesome, mate. Well, Scotty Darlow, thank you so much for joining us here on Oz Mate and having a chat about your brand new single.
Mate, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, heaps. Hey, guys, this is Scott Darlow, and this is my brand new single, You Can't See Black in the Dark, featuring Ian Kenny on vocals, and you're listening to it on the awesome Oz Mate.